brought to you by Penguin.
Wayward by Chuck Wendig. Read by X.E. Sands and Dominic Hoffman.
To Kevin and Delilah, who helped keep me sane during an actual pandemic. For instance, on the planet Earth, man had always assumed that he was more intelligent than dolphins because he had achieved so much. The wheel, New York, wars, and so on. Whilst all the dolphins had ever done was muck about in the water having a good time. But conversely, the dolphins had always believed that they were far more intelligent than man, for precisely the same reasons. Douglas Adams, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Whereas the Continental Congress in 1782 adopted the bald eagle as the national symbol, and whereas the bald eagle thus became the symbolic representation of a new nation under a new government in a new world, and whereas by that act of Congress and by tradition and custom during the life of this nation, the bald eagle is no longer a mere bird of biological interest, but a symbol of the American ideals of freedom, and whereas the bald eagle is now threatened with extinction. An Act for the Protection of the Bald Eagle, 1940. Prologue. The Resolute Desk. Atlas Haven, America City, Kansas. Now. The President of the United States of America sat at his desk in a dim, octagonal room lit by lights in the floor. His desk was spare. It contained no books, for he was not a curious man. It contained no papers, because what could he possibly have to sign now, after everything? There was a penholder, a flat piece of wood with a soft trench where a single pen could neatly rest. A plaque detailed its history. The holder was a gift from British Prime Minister Declan Halvey and had been taken from the hull of the HMS Gannet, an anti-slaver ship from the British Navy. In this way, the object matched the desk itself, known as the Resolute Desk. Its own plaque explains some, if not all, of its history. HMS Resolute, forming part of the expedition sent in search of Sir John Franklin in 1852, was abandoned in latitude 74 degrees, 41 minutes north, longitude 101 degrees, 22 minutes west, on 15th May, 1854. She was discovered and extricated in September 1855, in latitude 67 degrees north, by Captain Buddington, of the United States whaler George Henry. The ship was purchased, fitted out, and sent to England as a gift to Her Majesty Queen Victoria by the President and people of the United States as a token of goodwill and friendship. This table was made from her timbers when she was broken up and is presented by the Queen of Great Britain and Ireland to the President of the United States as a memorial of the courtesy and loving kindness which dictated the offer of the gift of the Resolute. Parts of that history were missing, of course. Like how the ship had originally set out to discover the whereabouts of an entire missing Arctic expedition under the aforementioned Sir John Franklin, whose two ships were the aptly named Erebus and the Terror. Or how the Resolute, along with three other vessels, became icebound in that search. And that Sir Edward Belcher, a much-loathed individual with zero experience in Arctic expeditions, commanded the captains of those ships to abandon their vessels, even though a coming thaw would have allowed those vessels to move again before too long. The embarrassment was heightened by the fact that, alongside losing their own ships, they failed to find the lost expedition. The plaque also did not mention how Captain Buddington had taken the ship under the rights of salvage.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?